we can stop the drone wars.
That was Medea Benjamin, co-founder of Code Pink and Global Exchange, the author of 8 books, including Drone Warfare. She spoke at the Midwest Protest and Conference to Oppose Drone Warfare and Surveillance. That was held in Chicago in September. This is KBOO Portland. It's 10 o'clock. Stay tuned for Air Cascadia with Chris Andre.
Of you, and I forget to do the little ordinary things that everyone ought to do. I'm living in a kind of daydream. I'm happy as a queen, and foolish though it may seem to me, everything, the mere idea of you, the longing here for you. You'll never know how slow the moments go till I'm near to you. I see your face in every flower, your eyes and stars above. It's just the thought of you, every thought of you, my
morning, Cascadia. Today is Wednesday, October 30th, 2013, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio at 90.7 FM, KBOO.FM on the web. Made possible, brought to you by you. Yeah, that's it. We really do depend on you, the listener, and you, the member, for your support. It's all because you chipped in during our fall membership drive, which I must say was highly successful because of you. Thank you so much. Weather today for Cascadia, partly sunny skies, starting out with high eventually around 58. Expect calm south-southwest winds 5 to 7. And then for tonight, the prognosticators say that there is a chance of rain, but it won't happen until late. Otherwise, we're looking at lows around 47. For tomorrow, it's 50-50 regarding the rain. And overcast skies with a high around 58 for tomorrow night. Mostly cloudy, lows around 46. Got the alternative forecast for you today. It's a waning crescent fruit moon in Leo. The moon is 25 days old. Synodic forecast is pretty quiet on all fronts as far as the lunar calendar is concerned. This is not a good, the synodic forecast says that it's not a good time for sowing anything. So, focus on cleaning things up and starting compost. A biodynamic outlook, moon in Leo, it's a fire sign, so they still say that if you really have to plant something, plant fruiting things. And the sidereal forecast, moon in Leo, and as always, dry and barren, it's a good time for, wait for it, garden maintenance. Yeah, it is. It's always a good time for garden maintenance, both in the land where we get our hands dirty and in politics where we, again, get our hands dirty very often. It's a great time politics for getting a person's one's hands dirty. Everything from dirty fuel of one sort and another coursing through the veins of Cascadia to GMOs coursing through our own veins in the form of food. An irreversible chemical reaction. A monster which, once it's out of the box, cannot be recalled. This is not something that we can reverse. And on top of that piece of bad news is this is not even a potential windfall for the disaster capitalists, because if it were, we'd already be hearing about potential technological fixes for GMOs loosed in the environment, irretrievable, not able to be called back, not reversible, and doing some form of damage that we have yet to actually give a name to. Although, of course, the reports that are coming out now say that GMOs are extremely harmful, and the disaster capitalists, noting that, have not found a workaround. They've not found some way that they can, again, issue the usual your money or your life equation for us all to reflect on. So on those two fronts, and then overshadowing all of it is the NSA. We've had the USA Patriot Act for what? 12 years now. People have literally forgotten it. As Ben Gurion said at the beginning of the apartheid situation, the slow motion genocide of the Palestinian people, the old will die and the young will forget. That phrase applies more than ever today to the USA Patriot. I believe that we do have our first guest on the line, Adoa Masai with CARE. That's the American Islamic Relations in Oklahoma, where they are using the likes of, they're using some pretty hardcore anti-Muslim fear-mongering people to train the police. Good morning, Adwa.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. And I want to thank you so much for your work there. I understand from reports that the police there have got some pretty menacing trainers who are passing on their racist, Islamophobic, passing on some rather dangerous ideas to the police. Can you tell us who's doing the training and what it consists of?
Actually, I'm with the Bill of Rights Defense Committee, and I'm less familiar with.
I have mixed up yeah. Telephone numbers. I had a hard time finding the number for one of my guests this morning. We have two guests on the line on the list today. You are one of them, and I am still trying to reach. I guess it's Adam Soltani with CARE in Oklahoma City regarding police training. But you are also on our run sheet, and I'm very happy to talk to you. I want to thank you also for doing the Bill of Rights Defense Committee, pretty much it's daily, I believe, list of sources and resources for readers to go to and keep track of where the black hole into which our civil rights are disappearing. Talk a little bit about this recent issue, though.
The issue about the police being trained.
No. That was due to my error.
Right.
Can you? Yeah, we are getting more and more of the reports out from Edward Snowden, and we wonder about the corporations and the private sector's involvement in the NSA spying project. What should we call it? We don't even have a language to talk about these things right now.
Right. Well, most recently, actually, a Washington Post article came out today that shows how the NSA has been infiltrating links on Yahoo and Google to figure out more private information from Americans and also people abroad. It is unbelievable the way in which so many private companies have been complicit in assisting, you know, the NSA and other federal agencies in mining our data. What specifically, though,
What kind of numbers? I'm wondering. Somebody obviously is making money somewhere here, because whenever civil rights and our basic fundamental freedoms are gone, someone's making money somewhere along the line. It seems that the technology that is involved in these spy operations is extensive. It doesn't know any limits whatsoever, and I have to ask, if this is a government program, it's being done in our name, it's theoretically being done with taxpayers' money, somewhere along the line here, there's got to be a conflict of interest that is, in fact, probably illegal. And I want to know if you at the Bill of Rights Defense Committee or any other civil rights organization, the ACLU, insofar as you know, if that is being pursued.
Right. A lot of stuff is being done in our name. The money that's funding all of these illegal and unconstitutional operations, as you pointed out, it's coming from American tax dollars. We're paying essentially for the government to spy on us, and it's being done without our consent. It's being done without our knowledge, and thankfully to whistleblowers like Edward Snowden and Thomas Drake, we're able to know more about this. Unfortunately, because so much is kept secret, we don't know the full extent to which these programs are costing us. As things are leaked out, as you know, these different illicit programs are being leaked out, we're learning that it's close to a billion here, close to a billion there, but the true scope of the cost to the American public is unknown. The Bill of Rights Defense Committee, we're not necessarily tracking the dollar amount. I'm sure there are a number of organizations out there that's tracking that much. But we're mainly concerned with ensuring that these abuses don't continue by supporting bills that are being currently pushed in Congress to restrict the NSA's powers. I think you may have yesterday, the USA Freedom Act proposed by the Patriot Act author, Sensenbrenner, and Patrick Leahy. Both of them are putting forth the USA Freedom Act, which will limit the powers of the NSA. Have you heard about that?
Oh, absolutely. We've been tracking that one. We recently, too, the Urban Shield was enacted, which is essentially a trade show for the various police technology, various pieces of technology available to the police for their alleged crowd control. by which we understand that our ability to our rights of free speech are being right now, even as we speak, severely curtailed. That's the sort of thing that one's curious about. We have also this week the activist in Oakland, where the police had the surveillance footage of his participation in a political demonstration, and they shared that with the chap's employers, which got the guy fired. This is becoming that you get fired. Well, okay, it's better than being held for 3 days and questioned and possibly tortured. But at the same time, these types of harassments and these incursions into one's life, it seems they are mounting. We've got just a very few moments to go in the program. So anything else that you think that is important for listeners to know right now about the NSA spying and, for that matter, about the Bill of Rights Defense Committee, which is certainly a resource that listeners might be interested in having a look at.
Right. Well, if you want to learn more about the Bill of Rights Defense Committee, you can visit www.bordc.org. And there are two pieces of legislation in Congress right now that would, if passed, would really do a great deal in terms of restoring the rights of Americans and the integrity of our Constitution. That's the USA Freedom Act and the Surveillance State Repeal Act proposed by Democrat Rush Holt of New Jersey. And we have a lot of information about that on our website.
Great. Thank you so much for that. I've been speaking with Adwoa Masoye at the... Adwoa Masoye at the Bill of Rights Defense Committee. Thanks so much for joining us today. And this has been, of course, Cascadia for October 30th.